E and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's more reaction to the division growing between the U.S. and Israel as President Biden announced that some weapons shipments will be paused over disagreements with Israel's conduct in Gaza. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware says what matters now.
Whether the next stage of this conflict against Hamas, which Israel has every right to carry out, allows for civilians to get out of the way of any future attack on Rafah. And that's what President Biden has said now publicly as well as privately.
Former President Trump is back in court tomorrow as his criminal hush money trial continues. It's also the start of jury selection in the corruption trial of Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey. The Associated Press, citing local media in the Cleveland area, says a police officer in the suburb of Euclid was killed in an ambush shooting. Three Atlanta police officers were shot and wounded Saturday night. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Birth doulas help new mothers with the stress and anxiety of childbirth. But there's another type of doula, people who support people who are dying. Terry D. has more.
Death doulas or end-of-life specialists give spiritual and emotional support to people nearing death in a non-medical setting. Kim Burgess is an end-of-life doula and certified adult geriatric nurse practitioner. She says fulfilling a dying person's wish to be in their desired setting is important.
People wanted to stay in their home, their comfort of their home, their own surrounding, their own food, their own loved ones. So I loved being able to support people in that role.
Training to become an end-of-life doula happens in workshops with required reading and work-study assignments. Since it is not a federally recognized field, insurance companies do not cover these services. Death, or what is sometimes called the other side, can produce feelings of fear or a sense of denial, especially if a terminal condition has been diagnosed. Burgess says it is a 24-hour job for loved ones helping someone in these final days or weeks, and she's encountered families who are unprepared for the caregiving needs.
And a lot of times their family is saying, we're just overwhelmed, and we have hospice involved, but we still feel like we need some more support. An end-of-life doula can be there given the family reassurance or making some slight suggestions.
Doulas can also help plan an advance directive, instructions a person can leave behind about their funeral service or cremation, what to do with a pet, or help writing a loving message to family and friends. This is Terry D. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks making some changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks firing three of their assistant coaches, some who were hired by Adrian Griffin, others who work for Mike Budenholzer. Coach Bud now has a new job as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Assistant Joe Prunty, who was filled in as an interim head coach, will remain with the team. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new wide receiver. Joseph Griffin Jr. out of Boston College has entered the transfer portal. Griffin played for Jeff Hafley before he became the Packers' new defensive coordinator. The Packers held their annual charity softball game at the Timber Rattlers Stadium. Donald Driver announcing he's stepping down as host and handing the duties over to quarterback Jordan Love.
I have this opportunity to pass it to what I feel is the future quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love.
To get it from a legend like this, for him, like he said, when he hit me up when I first got drafted and he's been in my ears, it's awesome.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-3 win over the Cardinals last night. That series wrapping up today. We'll recap later on with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies for today. A southwest breeze, highs in the lower 80s, and there will be a chance, at least a slight chance, of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. A better chance arriving for Sunday night. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. It's 57 at our studios.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we play another round of three headlines and a lie you can play along at home. And then we talk Harleys this summer with Tim McCormick from the Harley Museum. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
The music of the stars is on the air. Good morning, everybody, on Mother's Day.
Time for migraine, especially when I'm on camera.
Hey, that's Buddy Hackett.
Who is Nurtec ODT. For the acute
had something to talk about with Johnny Carson and his own mom.
I just wouldn't feel right if you couldn't sneak one in somewhere.
Well, last time I was here, I didn't say even one. Oh, I just didn't. Right. But I didn't want to forget it.
Okay. You've reminded them now, and you have your limit.
Yeah. Well, you know what I used to say in the show, that it's not a bad word. It comes from anterior superior spine.
Yes, now that's all it is.
That's really all that is, right. If a doctor ever says to you, you have contusions and lacerations of the anterior superior spine,
that means
you get scared. You don't know what you've got. But if he says to you, you've got a little glass in your ripper, and that, then you say, oh, thank you very much.
This all started out, we're talking about a turkey. Hey, yeah. Let me ask you something. You used to talk about your mother's cooking.
My mother was the worst cook.
Well, I know you said she had stuffed later on for 2 hours. Now, how about Thanksgiving? Did you ever have
We never had turkey on Thanksgiving.
Never?
No, we had chicken. We had chicken, no matter anything important was chicken. In fact, if somebody died, we had chicken. If there was a birth, we had chicken. That's it. She says, I'll make a chicken. But we didn't know that that was, we always thought that was her selection, but she couldn't make anything else.
A chicken?
No. You ever hear what Shecky Green said about his mother?
No.
He says, Ma, why is the chicken so greasy? She said, because it's not chicken. I take grease and shape it like a chicken. Now, the funny part of it is, Shecky's mother didn't talk that way at all. She spoke beautifully, just as good as you. I was going to say just as good as me, but that would leave a lot to be wanted.
Yes. It's always chicken.
Yeah, chicken. That's all we ever had. My father...
Did you have the sweet potatoes and all pumpkin pie and all that? None of that.
Pumpkin pie? Here's what my mother would say. Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie was, she would call it trafe. It's not trafe, would mean forbidden to Jews. She would call it trafe. It's not. You could eat it, it's a vegetable.
Yeah.
But anything that she didn't know about was trafe.
Trafe.
That's it. Yeah, a train from New York to Miami was trafe. Fat, trafe, fat.
Buddy Hackett on Mother's Day, Johnny Carson Show. 1977. The Music of the Stars. Bronislaw Caper wrote then. Here are the lads in Las Vegas.
You and your smile hold a strange invitation. Somehow it seems we've shared our dreams, but where? Time after time in a room full of strangers, out of the blue, suddenly you are there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation, glancing my way. Thank you.
Darling, come in. Come into my heart.
Yeah, thank you very much.
When Steve Allen turned 75, he asked his mother to perform with him on his variety show. Here's Milton Berle introducing Steve Allen and Mom.
Steve invited his mother to come on his own comedy show that he was doing at that time, and the two of them did her original act. How about that? The same one that she had done with Steve's father, Bill Allen, so many years before. Belle plays the part of a not-too-bright amateur who comes up on the stage by mistake and interrupts Steve. Very funny. Watch it.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. At this particular time, oh, wait a minute, just a moment, please. I'm terribly sorry. Would you mind getting off the stage till we play your music?
I have music to come out?
Oh, yes, certainly, yes.
Nobody said to me that.
Well, I'm saying
he told me not to do anything until he told me.
Never mind him. I'm telling you now. You have to get off and
I'll tell him what you told me.
All right. All right, Professor? Once more, please. Come on, let's hit it, Les, once more.
All right, now?
Yes, yes, now, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, wait a minute. Do it over here. Stand in the middle. Let's, now do whatever you're going to do. That's fine.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the stage people.
No, no, no. One of the actors.
Yeah. One of them didn't come for, now, ain't here for here yet. Didn't make it. And the manager didn't want you to disappoint me.
No, 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 no. Disappoint you.
The manager didn't want you to disappoint you. So he's going to going to do it.
No, no, no. Me.
Yeah, I said you.
No, me, meaning you. Go ahead, never mind. Stand over here.
Yeah.
You're a target.
Because I'm getting all tired out being dragged around.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll make an appointment with you. We'll meet over here. That's it. All right, fine. Now, tell me about yourself.
Because I acted with an amateur show a lot of times.
How many times?
Only once time.
All right.
A show called She Loved Him. She loved him in three parts.
Wait a minute. She loved him is enough.
Yeah, she loved him enough in three parts. And everybody thought that I have all the earmuffs.
No. Earmarks.
All the earmarks of an earmuff.
No.
Of an earache.
No.
Of a birthmark?
No, not a birthmark. Earmarks of an actress.
Oh, that old
thing. Actress, yes.
Of course, I'm not a regular mattress.
You're actress.
I'm not a regular actress, and if I make any mistakes, look them over.
Overlook them. Now, we're going to do it over here. That's fine. Yes, there's another channel down there. That's fine. Now, what were you...
I'll turn around. Then.
That's all right. What...
I'll recite forever.
Yeah,
from now on.
All right.
Did I say that before?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'll recite twice and I'll make up for it.
How are you? Listen, I'm very curious about you. Exactly what is your vocation?
What is that? I'm a holy roller.
No. No, that's not what... That is your belief. I mean your profession. For example, I am a great entertainer.
That's your belief.
Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the salt and pepper. If you don't say please, you're gonna wait forever. You'll always get what you want. If you just say please, I'll give you what I got.
Gimme this, gimme that, I want. I need more juice, more milk. Where's my cookies?
Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. You'll always get what you want. If you just say please, I'll give you what I got.
Gimme this, gimme that, I want. I need more juice, more milk. Where's my cookie? Thank you. I please, you're welcome. Please excuse me, I'm all finished.
Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the salt and pepper. If you don't say please, you're gonna wait forever. Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. Get your elbows off.
That's good advice. That's Bob McGrath, star of The Mitch Miller Show. Here's Perry Como live.
Ladies and gentlemen, our interlocutor Perry Como sings the favorite song of the day, Mammy.
Mammy. Mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west, but I've just learned where the sun shines best. Mammy, Mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Eyes are coming, sorry that I made you wait. Eyes are coming. coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late. Mammy, Mammy, I walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy. Sorry that I made you wait. I'm coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late. Oh, Mammy, Mammy, I walked a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy.
The Al Jolson favorite. ...1954... Doris Day, Frank Sinatra, co-starred in Young at Heart. Mack Gordon, Jimmy Van Heusen wrote the title. The Music of the Stars.
Happy Easter Lightning.
My love.
of mine, your smile unfurled. Yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true, my love. In my uncertain heart, I am only certain of how much I love you, my love.
It's got a face and feet now. How do you like it?
It's just wonderful.
Come on in and join the family.
Yes, and because of you, my love, my wishful dreams came true.
In my uncertain heart, I am only certain of how much I love you, my love. You.
Theme song from The High and the Mighty by Dmitri Tiomkin, Muzzy Marcellino whistling. And that was Muzzy from Milwaukee. Phil Harris was in that picture as a dramatic part. Here's Phil and wife Alice on Mother's Day.
Today is Mother's Day, and Phil doesn't have anything for Alice. He intended to buy her something very nice, but... Well, let's go back 2 days. Alice and Phil are downtown shopping.
Hey, Alice, let's go home. I'm tired of looking in shop windows and walking up...
Oh, Phil, just look at that stunning two-piece French bathing suit.
Well, I'll look, but I ain't gonna... Ooh, la, la.
You like it?
Vive la France and cherche my femme.
All right, take it easy, Father. Simmer down. I just wanted to know how you liked it.
I think it's very seductive.
Then why don't you go in and buy it?
Yeah, maybe I'll... Nah, I'll stick to my Hawaiian trunks.
Phil, I thought you might buy it for... Well...
For who?
Oh, I might as well tell you. Sunday is Mother's Day, and it would make a wonderful gift.
Oh, don't be silly. My mother ain't the type for that.
Phil, I was suggesting that you buy it for me.
You? Now, wait a minute. I wouldn't let my wife wear one of them things.
Why not?
Well, it's too scanty. You're liable to catch cold in it. I'm just thinking of your health, dear. You need something warmer.
Well, then how about buying me that full-length mink coat we saw? That ought to keep me warm.
That'd keep you too warm. You'd only perspire and run a temperature.
There must be a healthy present he can buy me. Hey, Doc, how about a diamond bracelet?
Honey, diamond bracelets, fur coats, take it easy. I don't have that kind of cabbage.
Well... If you're a little short, I'll help you out. I'll tell you what, Phil, I'll give you an advance on your allowance.
No, thank you. I have a stipend. Now, let me see. I got 20, 40, 60... 70.
Hey, Bud, could you spare $5 for a guy who needs a curly?
Hello, Frankie.
Oh, hello, Alice. I didn't recognize
you. Wait a minute, Remy. What's the idea of panhandling?
Please, I am not panhandling. I happen to be soliciting financial aid for a worthy people.
Oh,
the INLGPNRs.
Oh, the Anilkapers. Fine race of people.
Frankie, who on earth are the INLGPNRs?
The Institute for Needy Left-Handed Guitar Players named Remley.
Happy Mom's Day, everybody. The music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network or on till noon Central. A lot of types of mamas out there. See, there's, red hot mamas. Here's Sophie Tucker.
Company. You got to see Mama every night. at all. You can't see your mama at all. You got to see Mama every night, or you can't see Mama at all. You got to kiss Mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. I don't want that kind of man, works on the installment plan. You got to see Mama.
This is the Josh Churn Orchestra. Josh, your regular favorite at the Green Mill Lounge, Chicago. Still to come, Connie Francis and the three tenors for Mother's Day. Hmm? Why wait for Connie? Here she is.
Of things I should be thankful for, I've had a goodly share. And as I sit here in the comfort of a cozy chair, my fancy takes me to a humble east side tenement, three flights up in the rear, to where my childhood days were spent. It wasn't much like paradise, but mid the dirt and
Connie Francis. The music of the stars. Stand by for CBS News. And two more hours of our Mother's Day special. Thank you. Luciano Pavarotti.
Mamma, son tanto felice perché ritorno da te. La mia canzone ti dice che è il più bel giorno per me. Mamma, son tanto felice viver lontano perché mamma, solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore che ti sospira il mio cuore, ora se non s'usano più. Mamma, ma la canzone mia più bella sei tu, sei tu la vita, e per la vita non ti lascio mai più. Sento la mano tua stanca, cerca i miei riccioli, sento e la voce ti manca, la ninna nanna dall'o. Oggi la testa tua bianca, io voglio stringere la cuore. Mamma, solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore che ti sospira il mio cuore, ora se non s'usano più. Mamma, ma la canzone mia più bella sei tu, sei tu la vita, e per la vita non ti lascio mai più.
Now stand by for CBS News. We'll be on the air till high noon today, Central, worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Ti voglio bene, queste parole d'amore che ti sospira il mio cuore, ora se non s'usano più. Mamma, ma la canzone mia più bella sei tu. Sei tu la vita, e per la vita non ti lascio mai più. Mamma, mai più.
Henry Mancini arranged that for the Philharmonia Orchestra, Luciano Pavarotti. That was 1991, live in London. The music of the stars.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.